D.M. Bounds said, prayer cannot be retired as a secondary force in this world. To do so is to retire God from the movement. It is to make God secondary. The prayer ministry is an all-engaging force. It must be so to be a force at all. This is Daniel White III with the Prayer Motivator Minute, number 871, here to remind you that there is still great power in prayer to God Almighty in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer motivator verse from the Word of God today is Romans 12:12, which reads, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Our featured prayer motivator quote today is from Dr. Peter Kreeft. He said, the only way God can strengthen his presence in our will is to weaken his presence in our feelings. Otherwise, we would become spiritual cripples, unable to walk without emotional crutches. This is why he gives us dryness, sufferings, and even failures, because these things drive us to prayer. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for trouble and tribulation and pain. For oftentimes they drive us to the prayer closet like nothing else. Help us to learn to be content with you no matter what the circumstances are. And to be content through prayer and praying without ceasing, no matter what is going on in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you are listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and from hell. Because sin always causes hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now that's the bad news. Here's the good news uttered by the same Jesus in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you willing to call on his name? Let's do that right now. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your laws. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. And Lord, I pray because I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I receive him into my heart. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Help me to repent of my sins past and to always glorify your name. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray and for his sake, amen. Until next time, my beloved, remember, dear friend, pray, think, do. God bless you.